So we just spoke about this idea, and we have to, we need this idea. It's important for the next Gemara. When it comes to Arla, so you need 3 years. You need 3 years, and when you have 3 years, then it's not the first 3 years are Arla. Following that, you're going to have a year of Neter Ravai. The years of Arla, the fruits of your tree are not allowed to be eaten. The year of Neter Ravai, they have to be eaten Bekedusha. Ravai is the fourth year. So the Gemara brings an opinion that as long as you plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that will be considered a year. So when we say you need a year, it does not mean you need 36 months. As a matter of fact, according to this opinion, you only need 25 months. Gemara assumes in the beginning that's of the opinion that 30 days is considered a year, and that then it would oppose the opinion that holds that yom echad b'shana chashiv shana. So says the Gemara. So then this is not like Rav Meir. Rav Meir is of the opinion echad b'shana chashiv shana. The Gemara says that maybe it is like Rav Meir because maybe he only holds that at the end but not in the beginning. The Gemara brings a Kal V'Chomer from Nida. If by Nida it works in the beginning, it doesn't work in the end. Somewhere where it's going to work in the end, for sure it's going to work in the beginning. Therefore, the Gemara says, okay, so I'm going to have to change that. You know what? Maybe it's not like Rav Meir. But even if it's not like Rav Meir, it's not going to make sense to us. Because we said, the Man Darma holds 30 days, holds you need really 30 days and another 30 days. And we explained, it's 30 days for the seed to take root. And then it has to actually be there for 30 days because 30 days is in a year, is considered a year. And that would mean that according to Rav Meir, if it would be Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, he would need 31 days. So it doesn't really go like anyone. It says the Gemara, no, it is like Rav Meir. And the Gemara says there's a concept called Yom Shleshim Oyle Lekan Ulekan. Yom Shleshim will count for both of them. And in other words, he needs 30 days and 1 day, and he has that because the 30th day has a dual functionality, and it functions as the 30th day and also as the first day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is where we're up to. Randaf Yud Amid Beis, smack dab in the middle. It's around 15 lines down, the second word on the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikra Echad Darshu. Says Rabbi Yochanan, they're both really learning the same pasuk, and they're going to focus on different parts of the pasuk. But it's interesting because I wonder if it's like a coincidence because they're not really learning the same word and like spinning it differently. They're learning two different parts of the pasuk, but it ends up coming from the same pasuk. I wonder if that's a coincidence. Vayhi be'achas v'sheish me'oshana berishayin be'echad l'chodesh. Says the pasuk. Vayhi be'achas v'sheish me'oshana. That's going to be one of the joshes, which means it's the 601st year. The 1 and 600 years. And then it says, Berishayin ve'echad l'chodesh, that's going to be the other drasha. Let's see. Rav Meir Sofer. Rav Meir says, Midakati yoim echad hu, the ayil b'shana. It's still the first day that we've gone into this year. V'kakarele shana, sh'mamino yoim echad b'shana, chashiv shana. He's focusing on what it says, ba'achas v'sheish me'ois shana. And Rashi will do the calculation for us, that we're talking about over here, the years of Noach's life. Noach was 600 years old, or he was 601 years old. As we know, he lived to a ripe old age. And according to the calculations of when the rain started and the rain stopped, this pasuk is talking about when it stops. This pasuk, see if I can read the whole pasuk to you. It says in the pasuk, I'm reading it to you, the whole pasuk. Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'oshana v'risha mechad ha'chodesh chor v'hamayim me'al ha'aretz v'hoser Noach es michse ha'teva. Noach removed the roof of his teva. He's able to see. So the rain is over now. So we know that this Armageddon. I don't know if that's a good word for this, but it's a good word in general. But I'm not sure if it is appropriate for this marvel. The tsunami, it wasn't a tsunami, but whatever you want to call it. This took 12 months. So it started when he was 600 years old. And now it says it's 601 years old, but it's only actually the first day in that year of his life. It's Berishon Be'echad HaChodesh. So it's only 1 day. Rameir Savimidakati Yoim Echad, It's still the first day, the Ayil, Bashana, that we got into that year. Vikakari Le Shana, and you've called it an entire year already. Shmamina, Yemecha Bashana, Chashiv Shana. You've already said it's the 601st year. It's only the first day of his life. And so, how says the Gemara, that seems to be a proof. One day in a year is already called a year. The Idach and the other opinion that counters. Now, this is not his, the other opinion source. This is not the Makar, but rather how he argues, he refutes this proof. If it would say 601 years, you're right. It doesn't say that though. Now that it says shana, in the first and 600 year, shana ashesh meyoiskoi, it's 600 years. Umay achas aschalta de achas kamar. It just means the beginning of the 601st year, which it is. It's not 601 years. It's the beginning. So therefore, you can't say that yom echol b'shana chashiv shana. If a child is born and he's one day old, you say he's in his first year. That doesn't mean anything. So to over here, the way that it said it, it doesn't say 601 years. It says in the 1 and 600 years, which means it's just the beginning of that time. So therefore, he rejects the proof of Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. So what's his makar? Rabbi Lazar my time. Where does Rabbi Lazar learn from? Dichsiv, he actually learns from the same pasuk, but the end of the pasuk. Dichsiv, Berishain Be'echad Lachoydesh. It's the first, the one of the month. Mida akati yoim echad. Who? It's already. It's still one day. The ayil v'chaydesh v'kakari lechaydesh. So listen to this interesting proof. He says, it's the first day of the month, and you're already calling it a month. So you're already saying you have a month here, even though there's only one day. Shmamina yoim echad v'chaydesh chashiv chaydesh. This opinion does not hold yoim echad b'shana chashiv shana. He holds Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashiv Chodesh. Umid Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashiv Chodesh Lamid Yom B'Shana Chashuvim Shana. So he doesn't have like a real, a direct proof to the fact that 30 days is considered a year. But he says the smallest unit in a month is a day. And the smallest unit in a year is a month. So if Yom Echad B'Chodesh is Chashiv Chodesh, that in turn should equate that 30 days in a year should be considered a year. And now the Gemara basically makes a synopsis. Chodesh liminuyav, vishana liminuyav, which would mean you count days in a month, you count months in a year. So chodesh liminuyav, one a day is considered to be the beginning of the month, or you have a month. And shana liminuyav, therefore 1 month is considered to be you having a year. Okay, so the Gemara right now has given us from this pasuk that we're referring to two different makairis for the fact that whether it's yom echad b'shana chashiv shana or shloshim yom b'shana is chashiv shana. Now the Gemara continues and it says, starts speaking about, this is going to be relevant and perhaps we're going to try to go back to this tomorrow because I gave you the basic outline, but there's a little bit more which we didn't delve into, about when the world was created, which would affect when the mabul happened. Tanya.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
So, I mean, part of what was bothering about the Gemara yesterday, about the Kal V'Chomer, and today with what we're doing now, is why are we equating that any time that Rav Meir and the other Bar Plukta, any time that they hold Rav Lazar, Yemechad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, Yemechad B'Chodesh Chashiv Chodesh, that applies across the board. I mean, we're bringing Nida, we have Arla, we have now dates of the year. I mean, these each have individual rules. It could be that maybe they hold that it's counted for a year when you count the years, let's say how many years before, but who says it applies to Nida, which is Tuma? Who says that the same applies to Netar Avai or Arla? I mean, why are we assuming...
Tony, I'm going to turn your question into an observation, okay? I'm going to say it as an observation instead of a question, and it's a astute one at that, which is that apparently the Gemara somehow feels the license to cross over from one topic to the other. That's what the Gemara feels. And it's interesting because we do find certain places where we don't have, for example, the din of Miktas Hayoyim Kekuloi. We don't always say Miktas Hayoyim Kekuloi. Some places, yes. Some places, no. So I would have thought that you wouldn't be able to cross over from one topic to the other and say that just because over here it's true, therefore there. How does the Gemara know what the common denominator is? That's an excellent, excellent thing to ponder. Even by the din of mitzvah Yom Kikula, they discuss, why here do we say it? Why here do we not say it? And that's something that would take a lot of delving into the sugyas, and that's not for us right now, but it's definitely an astute observation. Let's keep going. We're five lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer. Now we're going to get a little bit of a history lesson. B'tishrei nivra ha'olam. Rebbe Eliezer was of the opinion that the world was created in Tishrei. B'tishrei noldu avais. In Tishrei, the avais were born. B'tishrei mesu avais. The avais died. B'pesach noilad Yitzchak. Okay, so before we said the avais, we meant as an exclusion to Yitzchak. Yitzchak was actually born on Pesach. But Rosh Hashanah nifkida Sarah, Rachel v'Chana, all of those women, they were remembered, they conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah yatzah Yosef mibeis ha'isurim on Rosh Hashanah. Yosef left jail. That's an important thing to know. Oh, and it's something that I perhaps was thinking of putting into my Rosh Hashanah sermon. Oh no. Sorry, I guess Hashem doesn't want me to tell my Rosh Hashanah sermon. Anyway, so I'm not going to tell you. So it says over here, Yosef is Yosef Mibesa Yisurim on Rosh Hashanah, which means Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoida Me'avoyseinu Be'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people stopped being enslaved. The Avoida was, where the decree of slavery was abolished. Minisan Nigalu. They were actually freed, and there was no more slavery, but they were freed in Nisan. But Tishrei Asidin Ligal, but in Tishrei will be our eventual Geula. That's something to look forward to, my friends. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Benisan Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the world was created in Nisan. Benisan Aldu Avais. Benisan Mesu Avais. Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Rosh Hashanah nifkida. Sorry, Rachel v'Chana, you agree to that one. Rosh Hashanah yatzi Yosef nivesa Yisurim. Rosh Hashanah batla avoidim avasenim etzayim. B'nisan nigalu. B'nisan asidin lihi goel. He says that we were originally freed in Nisan, and we will once again be freed in Nisan. Asidin lihi goel. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer. Minayin shebet Tishrei nivra oilam. Now the Gemara is going to go through, and it's a little bit complex. There are complex psukim over here. So we're going to leave this for Beis Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow at 8:05. But what I want to tell you is that there's a very important Tosfos that we didn't do over here. Tosfos is previously the first time that it mentions this machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua as to when the world was created. And Tosfos does an interesting thing. I believe it's in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says it's actually, they're both true. This says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. And really, the both of them are true, that the world was created both in Nisan and in Tishrei. How is that? Nisan was created in Tishrei, the world was created in theory, in thought, in machshava. And in fact, the world was created, let's see, where Tosfos is. Is this the right Tosfos? Doesn't look like it. I'm looking at the Tosfos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, but I'm not sure if that's the right Tosfos. Doesn't look like it. In fact, the world was created in Nisan. So it's interesting, and that Tosfos says when we daven, we say Hayoyim Haras Oylam. Haras Oylam means the Hirayon, or the idea took root, or the thought of creating the world was then. But the world was actually created in Nisan. So there's an idea of the machshava of the world being created and the actual creation of the world. Anyway, we're going to continue with this and more. Bez Hashem, hopefully, trying to find the Tosfos, but hopefully I'll find it for tomorrow.